Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we spoke earlier in Newsy Bits about the huge increase in women wanting to attend self-defence classes following a spate of attacks on women in recent months, recent years. Anthony Cunnan is Krav Maga Systems Ireland founder and is actually the head instructor and teaches anti-bullying, self-defence, safety awareness programmes in schools and communities around the country. He's on the line now. Anthony, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Jennifer? Thanks for having me.
Listen, it's so good to talk to you. So what is Krav Maga Systems Ireland? What kind of self-defence is it? What do you offer in the training?
Well, basically, you know, if you think about ordinary martial arts like boxing or karate or taekwondo or jiu-jitsu, these are all competitive martial arts for competition purposes, whereas Krav Maga is more for reality-based, scenario-based training to protect yourself. So everything that you train in Krav Maga is based on any sort of aggressive behaviours towards you that you can deal with and survive and get away safely.
Okay, and how did you get into this kind of thing?
Well, I used to be a boxer, and I'm talking about 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago. And I started training then. I heard about a guy down in Cork that was doing it, and I started training then in Krav Maga with him. And then I started travelling the world, training with experts and special forces, ex-special forces from Russia, America, Czech Republic and Israel. And we started then just evolving from that, you know, and I started then teaching in my own town in Dundalk.
Have you seen much of an increase? I mean, it's saying in the papers, but is there a huge increase in the attendance of women in these classes now?
Well, my next group now that is starting next week actually is actually nearly 80% women.
Wow.
Who have signed up for. Now, usually, you know, before, you know, in the, actually last year, the year before, with pre-COVID, it would have been maybe 60-40 or maybe even 50-50, you know, towards men and women. But now it's 80-20, so it is a massive increase in that, you know.
And your Newsy Bits, we spoke about what happened to you and your story. Do you mind speaking about that just for a second and what happened to you when you were a young fella?
Well, I was 10 years of age and, you know, I accidentally spilled petrol on myself in a shed with a couple of my friends and we were cleaning up the shed. And on the way home, I was attacked by a group of 16 and 17-year-olds and one of them put a lighter to me and I went up in flames. Now, I got 86% of my body was burned, mostly third-degree burns, and I was spent 6 months in Crumlin Hospital. I was actually given my last rites twice. I wasn't meant to survive, but again, there was a lot of rehabilitation there, a lot of physio. I had to learn how to walk again. So it was a long process of recovery there, you know. It was, that was
Jesus.
When I was 10 years of age, yeah.
That is incredible. You survived that. And, oh my God, 6 months in hospital. How do you process something like that as a kid? And how do you come through the other side?
Well, basically, you know, you just have to focus and try and be positive. You know, it's really about how you, what your outlook in life is, you know. And really, you know, I use my stories in the schools that I teach in as well to show young fellas as well what's possible. But even getting back to the self-defence and about how important it is for women to learn self-defence. At the minute, I'm teaching programs to transition year students in a lot of schools, in a lot of secondary schools. And the issue is that at 15, 16 years of age, a lot of young fellows have done and said things that they shouldn't have done. And the problem is these programs need to be brought in at an earlier stage in secondary school. You're talking about maybe second year. And, you know, during COVID lockdowns there, I was talking to senators and TDs all around the country about creating a national program of self-defense and safety awareness. And I spoke to different TDs and I got a response from Norma Foley, who is the Minister of Education, and she told me that they already had a curriculum in place as part of the PTSD program, which is Professional Development Program on Sexual Violence and Self-Protection. But if I ask any single girl or any guy in any of the schools that I teach in, they haven't got a clue what it is. They've never been taught it. And this is the problem. This is why, you know, parents are actually paying for the programs that I'm implementing into the schools. It's not the government. It's actually the parents that are paying for it.
How many schools are you in, or have you done, would you say?
I'm only after leaving a group in County Cavan. I'm in County Cavan at the minute, and I travelled over at 8 o'clock this morning to teach in County Cavan, most of County Louth, and we're moving into Monaghan and Meath now at the minute.
Okay.
But it's mainly TYs, but they're all 15, 16 years of age.
You think you need to be doing, like, we need to be looking at this at what age would you say, 10, 11?
You're talking about second year will be a great. Definitely pre-junior cert.
Yeah.
You're talking about second year because you want to get them at an age where they haven't done the things they shouldn't have. Like, I could talk all day about women who have been murdered and sexually assaulted, or you know, like Christine Valdez or Annie Creagel. These girls, these names come to mind. These are only a few names that come to mind. But it's happening all the time. And you know yourself, the rise in sexual violence and attacks against women in the last few months. You know, it's just getting very serious at the minute. And we need to teach young guys from a young age about prevention, about respect, you know, and about these sexual innuendos that, you know, making girls feel uncomfortable, you know, and it's getting too serious now. The government needs to act. They need to start funding actual plans in the schools. This is what we need to do. You know, this is very, very important.
And while we wait for them to get their act together, and if people want to get something like you into the school, how can they get in touch? How can they do that?
Well, look, in my area, I have instructors in different parts of the country. They can go onto our website, www.kmsi.ie, or they can get us on Facebook, Crab McGaw Systems Ireland.
Anthony, thanks so much for coming and speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, that's no problem at all.
Best
thanks for having
luck.
Me, Jennifer.
Anytime, Anthony. Bye. There we go. That was Anthony from Crab McGaw Systems Ireland. The website is www.kmsi.ie. And Anthony just talked about the need for a national self-defence and safety programme in secondary schools. Do you agree? Do you agree this should be done? And how do we make that happen?
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.